Hey, welcome back to LOL Storytime, the goofy story podcast for kids. Now, depending on where in the world you live, you may have had an opportunity to see a solar eclipse yesterday. Where I'm located, we were fortunate to see the total eclipse, and it was really cool. That's what inspired today's episode, and listeners Landon, James, and Grayson all have their names featured in today's story, which is called Total Eclipse. Bonus shoutouts this week go to Jason, Oscar, Emma, Penny, Gray, Macy, Henry, Evelyn, Harper, Macy, and Mika, and one of our top listeners who logged over 5,000 minutes listening to this podcast last year, shout out to superfan Orion. All right, let's get into it. This is the story of a guy who knew a guy. In fact, Landon's uncle seemed to know all sorts of guys. This was not great for Landon, as he'd have preferred his uncle knew zero guys. Knowing guys was somehow always causing problems. Landon had lived with his uncle for as long as he could remember and loved his uncle dearly. Uncle James was as caring an uncle as you could find, perhaps a little too caring at times. Uncle James had a tendency to be a little overprotective. Take bike riding, for example. When Landon had been ready to remove the training wheels from his bike, here's what happened. Uncle James, can you help me take the training wheels off of my bike?
Take the training wheels off? I'm not so sure that's a good idea. I once knew a guy who took his training wheels off, and then he rode straight into a tree.
Oh, wow! Did he have to go to the hospital? Asked Landon.
No, he was totally fine. But 3 days later, he burnt his tongue on some really hot pizza. So, you know, let's just keep those training wheels on.
Then there was the time Landon had asked to go ice fishing with his best friend's family.
Whoa, ice fishing? I'm not so sure about that, little man. I knew a guy who went ice fishing once. While he was out there, he heard the ice begin to crack.
Yikes, said Landon. Did he fall into the icy water?
No, the ice never broke. But a month later, he received a phone call from a library who told him he had an overdue book.
So yeah, we should probably steer clear of ice fishing. Now, because Landon cared about his uncle and never wanted to cause any worry, he usually just went along with it. That is, until Landon's teacher shared some incredible news.
Class, remember when we were learning all about the mayor of our city? And then during that time we got to see an election where our city voted for a new mayor? And we all said, wow, what great timing. Well, it's happening again. We've been learning all about outer space, and during this unit we'll be treated to a once-in-a-lifetime solar eclipse. Can anyone remind us what a solar eclipse is?
Landon put his hand up.
Perhaps someone other than Landon? He's already answered the last 75 questions about space.
It was true that Landon knew a lot about outer space. It was his favorite topic. He dreamt of one day becoming an astronaut, though he had learned early on not to talk about that around his uncle.
Yep, I knew a guy who went to the moon once. Sadly, it did not end well.
Oh, that's awful, Landon had said. Did he not make it back to Earth? Landon's uncle looked like he might cry.
He made it back. But when he got home, he tried to make nachos, but all the cheese in his fridge had gone bad. He'd been away for too long.
Landon's teacher continued waiting for someone else to raise their hand, but was growing impatient. Finally, he just picked someone at random.
Bailey, how about you? Can you tell us what a solar eclipse is?
Bailey quickly snapped out of her daydream and turned her school brain back on.
Okay. So a solar eclipse is like this really cool thing that happens up there in the old space place. It's hooked up to this thing called a solar panel, which I think is what my neighbor Doug uses to heat a swimming pool. It's all very complicated and sciencey, so I won't go into too much detail.
The teacher was trying to hide his disappointment.
Thanks for trying, Bailey. Well, class, an eclipse happens when the moon moves into the Earth's shadow.
Actually, sir, interrupted Landon, I believe what you're describing is a lunar eclipse. A solar eclipse is when the moon passes between the Earth and the sun. Landon's teacher had been well aware that Landon knew more about space than he did.
That's absolutely right. Thank you, Landon. I just attempted to trick the class right there, and you did a good job noticing it.
The teacher then glanced over at the clock.
Oh boy, there's still seriously that much time before recess? I knew I should have put on a movie.
Before heading home for the day, Landon's teacher gave everyone in class a special pair of solar eclipse safety glasses.
Remember, class, it can be harmful to your eyes to look at the eclipse without protection.
The word harmful made Landon shiver as he pictured what his uncle might say. Though at least there was protection, right? During dinner, Uncle James asked Landon why he seemed so quiet. Normally, Landon wanted to talk about everything that had happened during the day, but today he was too busy thinking about how to convince his uncle to let him watch the eclipse. An outer space superfan could not miss an opportunity like this. Otherwise, imagine what would happen when he eventually tried to go to astronaut school.
Wait, what? You never saw that once-in-a-lifetime eclipse? Well, clearly you're not serious enough about space then, young man. We're switching you to underwater school instead.
Landon could not let that happen.
Uncle James, I don't want to be an ocean guy. There are sharks and jellyfish down there. I'm a space guy.
Uncle James looked confused. Okay. Though I once knew a guy who wrote a very exciting book about alien space sharks. So what is this all about anyway? Landon closed his eyes tight.
There's going to be a solar eclipse soon, and I really, really, really want to see it. And it's not like the other day when I said I really, really, really wanted to have pizza for dinner. I mean, I really did want to have that too, but this one I really, really, really want badly. But with like 12 more reallys in there. Or maybe one of those really long reallys, like I really want to see the eclipse. I've got safety glasses.
There was a moment before Uncle James spoke where the two of them just stared deep into each other's eyes, and Landon could see what his uncle was thinking, and his uncle could see that Landon was seeing what he was thinking.
Landon, it's just that I knew a guy who once tried looking at an eclipse with special glasses, but the glasses fell off his head.
Were his eyes harmed? Asked Landon.
No, his eyes were perfectly fine. He just picked his glasses back up. But while he was bending down, his jeans split open and everyone saw his underpants. So yeah, I don't think watching the eclipse is a good idea.
Uncle James readied himself for an explosive reaction, but instead Landon said, "Okay then," and quietly continued eating his meal. No begging, no whining, just, "Okay then." Well, Uncle James happened to know a guy who also happened to be Landon's best friend's dad. And right now, Uncle James needed someone to talk to.
I'm telling you, man, it was weird. He said, "Okay then," and quietly carried on eating.
James's friend offered the idea that maybe Landon was quite simply okay with it.
No, there's no way. I could tell he really wanted this. There were a whole lot of reallys when he asked. I'm worried he was so disappointed that something broke inside of him. Imagine being so disappointed that you couldn't even feel disappointed. I need to think of a way for him to watch the eclipse without watching the eclipse. Do you think a cartoon video of an eclipse would be just as good?
Landon's best friend's dad shook his head.
James, has it occurred to you that maybe you worry too much?
It appeared as though this was not the first time anyone had asked James that question.
Worry too much? Me? Nah, I once knew a guy who worried too much, and that guy was not me.
While this conversation had been happening, Landon's best friend Grayson had been in the other room and had overheard everything. He didn't like the sound of Landon's reaction either. Calm acceptance after being told no? That's not how kids operate. Where was the kicking and screaming? Where was the, "I'll do anything, please"? Grayson knew all about his best friend's passion for space. He also knew he might be his friend's only hope.
Dad, I'm heading over to Landon's house and I'm borrowing your ladder.
Grayson was out of breath when he arrived at his friend's house. Dragging a ladder across the neighborhood was more tiring than he had expected.
Dude, what's with the ladder? Landon had asked.
The ladder is part of my plan to help your uncle stop worrying so much. He needs to know that kids can handle a little danger. So when he comes home from my house, you're going to climb up this ladder onto your roof and do a little dance. Maybe the chicken dance or something? Landon looked at his friend like he'd just been asked to kiss a chicken's butt. Grayson, what are you talking about? A, that's just going to make him worry like he's never worried before. And B, I don't think it's safe for anyone to be dancing on a roof. I could actually get seriously hurt. Grayson wasn't about to give up. He had some other ideas too, one of which involved sharp knives and a pot of boiling water. But Landon said no to each and every suggestion. Landon wasn't afraid of a little danger, but most of these ideas sounded way too dangerous. Before going home, Grayson vowed to return the next day with a new and improved plan. That night, Grayson dreamt he'd had a phone call with an astronaut. "Astronaut, is there a way you can make watching the eclipse a little safer?" Grayson had asked during the dream. "Absolutely. To safely view the eclipse without hurting your eyes, you'll need a pair of special eclipse glasses." Then Grayson asked, "But what if someone wanted to watch without the safety glasses while still keeping their eyes safe? How would one do that?" The astronaut's voice remained friendly. "Oh, well, in that case, you'll just need a remote control for the sun. That way you can turn down the sun's brightness as low as you want, and you'll be perfectly fine. I just invented the remote yesterday and will send you a copy in the mail right now." Grayson was so excited. He couldn't wait to tell Landon the good news, until he woke up and realized there'd be no such remote coming. But the dream did give him a different idea, perhaps his best idea yet. And it didn't involve having his friend do anything dangerous like wrestling an alligator. Just like in his dream, Grayson needed to make a phone call. After a few rings, a familiar voice answered Grayson's call. "Uncle James here."
"Hello, this is Fred. I'm pretty sure I'm a guy you used to know."
The other end of the line was quiet for a moment while Landon's uncle tried to place the name. "Oh, yes, Fred! Why, it's been so long. How have you been?"
"I've been great. Yeah, thanks for asking. You see, years ago, I got to see an eclipse, and it was the best thing that ever happened to me. And you know, I wore the glasses, and my eyes were fine. And then the rest of my life has just been nothing but awesome. But do you remember Roger?"
Grayson had hoped that the name Roger might belong to someone Landon's uncle used to know, and sure enough, it was.
"Roger was too worried the day of the eclipse, and he stayed home and played Pokemon instead. He really wishes he hadn't done that. He's been crying every day for the past 30 years. Anyway, I have to go do grown-up stuff now. Bye."
Grayson was quite pleased with the sound of his grown-up voice and felt pretty good about how the phone call had gone. Now he just needed to see if it worked. He ran over to his friend's house, which was a million times faster without towing along a big heavy ladder. "Oh, hey, Landon and Uncle James. I just got off the computer. Yes, computer. Definitely not the phone. Anyway, I came over to talk to you guys about how great it's going to be to watch the eclipse. You know, that thing with the sun blocking the moon?" Landon gave himself a facepalm. Grayson, it's the other way around. The moon will be blocking the sun. But Uncle James has decided we're not going to watch it, and that is totally fine."
"Actually, Landon," began Uncle James, "I think it'll be okay for you to watch the eclipse. I suppose it's time I stop worrying about you so much. I know I won't be able to protect you from every obstacle that comes your way, but that's okay. You've got a good head on your shoulders, and you'll be just fine."
Grayson was trying to figure out why Landon hadn't burst into celebration yet. Uncle James seemed to be wondering the same thing.
"But Uncle James, I thought you knew a guy," said Landon.
Uncle James gave Landon a reassuring smile.
"I know lots of guys. And every one of them have had a mix of good and bad experiences in their lives. But they didn't let the bad times stop them from experiencing the good ones. So let's get out there on Eclipse Day and have an experience we'll never forget."
Landon still wasn't celebrating. No jumping up and down, no happy tears,
and certainly no chicken dance. Then the truth finally came out. Turns out Landon had no longer wanted to see the eclipse.
Guys, what if the eclipse glasses fall off my face, and when I bend down to pick them up, my pants split and everyone sees my undies? That's not an experience I want to remember forever.
Uncle James put his hand around Landon's shoulders.
So that's what this has been all about.
Fortunately, Grayson, the man with a plan, had yet another perfect solution.
Dude, it's called stretchy pants. Those things never rip. And just in case, double up. No one in the history of pant splitting has ever split two pairs of pants at the same time.
Grayson's brilliant idea finally launched Landon into celebration mode. A few days later, the moment had finally arrived. Landon, Grayson, and Uncle James had gathered among others at the town square. They had taped their glasses to their heads and wore extra pants for good measure. Slowly, the moon passed in front of the sun, eventually covering the entire sun. A total eclipse. And for a few minutes it became as dark as night in the middle of the afternoon. Then a short while later, it was all over. Landon had got to have his once-in-a-lifetime experience.
So Landon, what did you think, Mr. Astronaut?
Landon didn't answer right away.
Yeah, it was good. Or maybe just okay. Really wasn't all that exciting, though, was it?
The more I think about it, maybe I should just become an underwater explorer after all. Those sharks really know how to bring the action. The end. That's the story. I hope you enjoyed it. Check back next week for another LOL story, and we'll catch you on the next one.